So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Mighty Hurricanes victorious yesterday over Ole Miss. They're going to the national championship. Oh, Jennifer's mad at my lighting.
She's blaming your hat. By the way, I got a question.
Yeah.
And somebody in the YouTube chat asked this question.
Mm-hmm.
How quick did you dry that hat after jumping into the pool?
I just left it out. I left it in my office. I left it out to dry. It was good in the morning. But I did wear it. I did wear it last night. Well, I was on video for the recap that I did on YouTube. But so it was soaking wet there. But it was dry this morning. It's nice material. It dries quick. And and look, people are happy that I stuck with the hat, because the hat was a very controversial thing yesterday.
Oh, Leroy. They were ripping
yeah.
it.
They were ripping my Canes hat. Yes, I got people ripping it or loving it. People were like, I need to order that hat. Or people were like, that's the worst
Never
hat I've
take
ever
it
seen.
Off.
And I'm like, now this is the hat run. It's like my camo hat for the Panthers run. That's my Panthers hat.
So you got to wear that hat every day?
No, just for the games. Just for the games.
Right.
Got to wear it for the games. But I was going to wear it today with my Vice shirt. I've got all kinds of birds. My daughter did not. She's like, what are you doing today? What are you wearing?
I mean, you do look like bootleg camo. Like, you look like a redneck who wanted to be a Canes fan.
I got to tell you guys, I like this Carson Beck fella. He can scoot.
I mean, it's really, like, I like the, you know, the way people thought, or what people thought of Carson Beck after those two losses. And the way he just methodically just kept things moving. And, you know, and kind of got that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to come through. I like, see, that's what I like about sports.
When
Malachi got the touchdown a couple of weeks ago.
After the fumble.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Like those, I like those things.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Big Bleep Buck, he says, you guys are so lucky that they didn't call that pass interference. Well, I guess I'll take luck then. Oh, well.
Listen, the right. official said it best. Mutual combat.
Mutual combat, dude. I love it.
And he said 99% of the time, they're not going to call passer interference on a Hail Mary.
If you guys are just tuning in, the Miami Dolphins making news today. They have hired John Eric Sullivan as their new general manager. He was the VP of player personnel with the Green Bay Packers. Here's a picture last night. I just saw this perusing Twitter. This was from Alex Diaz, MIA, on Twitter. And that is, in the background, Stephen Ross and Sullivan Eaton.
What restaurant is that?
It's
a lot of wine.
It looks like a Capital Grill.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll tell you what, though. Wherever Stephen Ross...
He got a schnauzer on him.
Who? Sullivan?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does.
I thought it was the third rail.
Like, holy smoke. Oh, man.
He is... Wherever Stephen Ross is, though, that Garfinkel, he's not far behind.
Dude. Nope.
Never lets him out of his sight.
Never.
Never, nope. Dude. He's sitting there, he goes...
But I think... Would you say that... Garfinkel is probably the MVP of that organization if he's doing all the other stuff around the,
He's the MVP,
Hard Rock.
He's the MVP of making Stephen Ross a football fortune.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Stephen Ross is his MVP.
He's like, yeah. He goes, but I never, like, wherever Stephen Ross is, I don't think I've ever seen Garfinkel, like, 2 feet away from him. I think that's the furthest I've ever seen Garfinkel. I mean, he's like, all right. He's probably like, hey, Tom, give me a second here.
No,
huh?
I'll tell you when he steps away from him.
Hmm?
When he starts doing the waddle.
Maybe look. He back up a little bit.
Yeah, he backs up. He's like,
you think I'm
going to have me doing it too?
According to Diana Rossini, Troy Aikman, big advocate of John Eric Sullivan.
So, all right. Look, I like Troy, right?
Biggest supporter entering the process. That's what she said.
But I would say this. What role did he play in this?
Troy Aikman?
A lot. Other
than what you just read.
Oh.
You heard him? You heard him that Monday night game.
Laid the groundwork.
If you really want to think about it, because
he's the one why Mike McDaniel got up out of there?
He started the burial. Because he really did. He went in on him on that Monday night game.
And then we got the news about him, which gets out there that he's been with the team. And then, if he's this was his guy the whole time. Because, all of a sudden, you got to cover your bases. Maybe the guy's, a bad interview. Maybe his breath smells. Who knows? So you cover
If he's been with an organization for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to bet that he knows how to handle that interview situation.
Yeah, but what is nobody wants to say this, right? Because we all... we all want this to work out.
Say it with your chest, baby. Say it with your chest.
I don't want to say it with my chest because it's going to get people mad at me.
Oh, say it with your chest.
You know who else was with an organization for 20 years and started as in the scouting department and didn't work out so hot?
But not the same organization.
No, he's been with the Packers since he was 22.
Who was that guy?
Chris Greer.
That's what I'm saying. But that would be the equivalent to the Packers hiring Chris Greer. I mean, the Packers hiring John Eric. You see what I'm saying?
No, I get you. I'm just saying, just because you've been in a place for a long time doesn't mean you can run the show. Now, listen, he's thought of very positively. I'm not saying he's going to be Chris Greer. I'm just saying.
Like, you always have to come back after you've made some ridiculous comment. You always have to come back and then, clarify. Just say it.
Are you excited that Mike McDaniel is going to take over in Cleveland?
What? See, now you just...
How would Socrates feel about that? Think about that.
You better not bring that nonsense up to Cleveland.
To put a muzzle on
him.
What do you mean he better not? He is who he is.
I'm happy and I'm sad.
I can't wait till the Cleveland people get after that.
That's Oh yeah. That's gonna go over well there.
That's gonna go over well because look. Up Midwest is all about their sports, right? They don't have other things and have sports on as their periphery.
Mm-hmm.
Here, down here, there's so many sports and so many things to do. And if you get tired of a football team, you could go to the beach, go boating, go play golf. You can do a whole bunch of other things. Cleveland in December, soon as the game over with on Sunday, you start packing for next Sunday's game.
It is an interesting thing with McDaniel, though, right? Like, you get this news. He's got, 2 years left on his deal, so you don't need the money right now. But you want to get back into it. He's got – apparently the Commanders are going after him. He's got a relationship with Dan Quinn. Man Campbell wants him as his offensive coordinator.
Maybe he could teach – Man Campbell could teach him to be, a leader of men.
I feel like that's I don't know. But
it'd be like them possums playing possum.
It literally feels like a buddy cop.
If Man Campbell, the first time Man Campbell yells and he just goes.
Point for
he said, what would Socrates say? He said, give me my kneecap back because I just bit it off.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Yeah.
And then Mike McDaniel, what?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
One ass cheek and three toes?
I anticipated this question.
Hey,
that is going to be America's favorite buddy cop duo.
So, question. What type of coach would you like to see down here? Because as of right now, You probably only have six guys on your team that have the mentality of, say, a Dan Campbell, right? We know what they look like. We've seen them on the field. The other guys have a kind of different mentality. Now, I've always told you, like, football players have always grown up in football being physical. So the fact that you're telling me a football player can't be physical, I'm not buying it. But you might need to break some scar. You might need to rip through some scar tissue. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to see what kind of coach, because if you think of McCarthy's probably on the same wavelength as Mike McDaniel. Like, he's not a yeller. He's not a guy, you know.
No, but he's got cachet. Raises. You got a championship, it gives you a little something, you know? A little something.
Yeah, but again, when you hire a coach, a lot of times they go opposite. Like, if you go with Mike McDaniel, the next coach going to be a hard ass.
Look, it does flip my thought of what they're going to do, because I got to be honest with you. Like, once the news of McDaniel hit and all the Harbaugh smoke yesterday and they had the other guy who worked with him, I was like, oh, this seems obvious. But if they're going the direction of this guy, well, he doesn't have any Harbaugh ties. It kind of feels like, well, Stephen Ross, and Omar's made this point, Stephen Ross likes hiring first-timers. He doesn't. Now, it may not be smart. Maybe inexperience doesn't work, but that he likes giving guys their first opportunity. And why would it be surprising if they bring in this, you know, trusted guy from Green Bay and he's going to go with somebody that he trusts but doesn't have experience, unless LaFleur gets let go or McCarthy. But if he ends up going with a Campanelli or the defense core, Halfley is his name, you know, it's not going to be surprising. That's what the Dolphins have gone. That's been Stephen Ross's MO, is going with the first-time coach.
Now, based on, you know, Weaver on defense, would you be more inclined to bring in an offensive-minded coach and
keep Weaver?
Try to retain Weaver?
I don't know. I don't know if they will be able to. Weaver's got like three interviews. So right. I don't know. I would imagine I that's probably going to be up to Anthony Weaver, because it kind of feels like he can pick his own path if he wants to. I mean, how does it work with your contract? If your head coach is fired, are you free to go, or are you still with the Dolphins?
Your contract is with the Dolphins, but I think you are – it's up to the new coach when they come in.
Okay.
They can't just
he can't go – he gets permission to do the head coaching thing, obviously.
Once the coach is fired, I think all the coaches are free to do whatever they want.
Okay. I didn't know, but he already had them lined up even before McDaniel was McDaniel was let go.
Right.
So,
and again, a lot of the sneaky stuff that happens with coaches is it's very easy to get a coach from another coaching staff. All you have to do is give him a higher title. So an offensive coordinator becomes an assistant head coach.
I just think,
even though he's doing the same thing.
Look, even if they don't get Harbaugh, I think it's the right decision to move on from McDaniel. I just think that it's just got too much baggage with what this era was, and it's too tied to the quarterback, and it's too tied to Chris Greer. It was fun. There were fun moments, but it wasn't good enough. And I do think that there's something to just starting fresh, because they haven't done that in Ross's ownership.
Can I just say this? You're a guy that's all about fun.
Yeah.
So this sounds like you are getting away from that to build some consistency, which I appreciate.
I wouldn't mind the profane coach from Jacksonville. I would like that. I wouldn't mind a character.
You know, but that's not here. You know what you need to go through this process? You almost need a subdued coach. You need a coach that understands the situation, is not going to be a hothead about it. And so from that standpoint, you need a coach to understand the process that you're going to have to go through. If you get a hothead, they want to win right away, and they don't care that your team's not good enough.
Yeah, that's that is fair. Silly Sauce 778 says, is Tobin maturing?
No. He accidentally. That was an accidental slippage. Like, don't worry. As soon as football season starts, and soon as, like, I hope all the fans are understanding that this is a process that's going to take, you know, a couple of years, especially if this guy builds through the draft. That means you're going to trade a lot of guys, get additional draft picks. Then you're going to have young players playing again. It's just going to be a whole process. So I really hope that people are patient, and the answer to me better not be, oh, we've been patient for 25 years. No, you haven't had results in 25 years. You haven't been patient. So stop with that. But this is going to require some, especially when you hire a guy that says, we like to build through the draft. That means a lot of guys going to get traded for assets and draft picks.
Respectfully, again, and I have nothing against this John Eric Sullivan, because I'm seeing these on Twitter. Listen to his philosophy. And his philosophy is like, what GM's philosophy isn't to build through the draft? That's that's how you get your roster. You're either good at it or you're not.
Wasn't. The GM for the last few years wasn't.
Because he sucked at it. He was terrible at picking players.
He was old Mr. F them picks.
Because he was bad at picking players. So he's like, you know what's good? Trading for players, we know they're good. The only problem with him was, well, there were a lot of problems with him. But one of the big problems with him was he didn't care if they had an injury pass. He's like, football's 100% injury sport.
That right there.
I was like, what?
Of all the things that I would say I've had the single-handed biggest problem with Chris Greer, it's the fact that a guy that's been around football that much says that about injuries. That Chris. Don't mean you go give a broke-down player $10 million. Because hopefully he'll turn it around. Who's the wide receiver they signed never played because he got hurt right away? Oh, it came
Which
in hurt.
Which one? Will Fuller? Will Odell Fuller. Beckham Jr.?
Will Fuller got $10 million.
Cedric Wilson. Like, he did that multiple times.
Right.
That was his thing, dude. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 WQAM. Celebrating today, reacting today. Been a football whirlwind the last 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Hell, all week. I mean, this whole month, really. Mike McDaniel was let go yesterday. The Dolphins hired their new GM today. Very fast process.
Would you say this? I think this is what happened. During the process of finding a GM and them asking about Mike McDaniel, I'm more than sure. I don't know if John Eric did it or if somebody else did it, one of the other candidates. But I'm more than sure the conversation went like this. If you want me to be your GM, I have to be able to pick the coach. And they liked him enough that they said, no problem. You get the job. We'll fire the coach.
Supposedly.
Because that seems like the order in which all this happened.
Well, that's the thing that was interesting because, you know, Mike had his press conference, which, yeah, it was a tough look. But what are you going to do? He's got to, you know, unless you're going to fire him right away. They didn't do the interviews yet. Again, like, you got to meet these guys. I'm sure they had inroads of who they liked. But you got to have the official interview where you're talking to guys. And they let Mike have his press conference. And then Stephen Ross and him apparently met on Tuesday. But there was reports that, yeah, they were asking in these interviews, what do you think of Mike? And what do you think about somebody new? And so,
they should.
Which guy isn't going to prefer, having their own guy and that potential? Because it can be awkward. It can be weird. And we've seen it. We've seen it with his own franchise. It can be weird. So, well, I think
they did it right. Then they did it right. They didn't hamstring a new GM with the past stuff.
Yeah.
Gave him a clean slate.
Clean slate, dude. And that's what they've been needing.
Now, did you hear the demands from that? Let me see if I can pull this up. The demands that John Harbaugh wants.
I have not heard the demands that he wants.
You ready?
Yeah. Where are you getting these from?
This is from Tony Grossi in Cleveland.
Okay.
Found out what John Harbaugh's requirements are to be interested in the next head coaching job. $20 million per year.
Yeesh.
$10 million staff budget.
Okay.
Total authority over the roster.
Okay.
And would like to select his own GM.
All right.
Which means if you already picked a GM,
you ain't
probably
coming to Miami.
Right.
Yeah.
And, now, you can read in that what you want, well, but this is.
And you
want
to know something? Here's the thing. There was so much giant smoke for like the first 24 hours that he got fired. But you want to know what gets you $20 million? Competition. And so if you say Big Boss Ross, he wants his Harbaugh, you're your agent, you put that stuff out there, all of a sudden the price goes up for him with New York. So
do you realize that how you're going to compete when you've already selected a GM?
I'm not saying they're competing. I'm saying the agent puts it out on Harbaugh's side, puts the Dolphins' interest out there so the Giants pay him more.
But hold on.
But with this list, and they already selected the GM, how are they going to take it serious?
No, now they probably don't. Fever pitch about it. Like that's what you probably are doing. You're drumming up because what do? You try and get a fan base and a lather for a coach, and we're all like, oh, you know,
I don't think that you need to trump up, or not use that word, to hype up the John Harbaugh experience. I think there's a whole bunch of fan bases that are already excited about him possibly being their coach.
Wait a minute.
Right? I don't think you have to pit one team against another. I think you can just go in there, have a conversation. This is what I'm offering, and then go, oh, so-and-so's offering more. Like, you don't have to make it up.
So wait a minute.
He's going to be that much in demand, especially with what, six teams now?
Eight.
Eight teams need a head coach?
Well, eight, and we don't know what might happen to the losers.
Yeah, possibly up to 11.
This weekend.
Right.
Probably, you know.
So
correct.
When he asked that.
Correct. It could be 10. It could be 10 guys. Now, if I am anybody that is looking for a coach now that is willing to give these requirements, I'm certainly not waiting until a Buffalo job or maybe a Pittsburgh job clears up.
So,
because those two organizations, you know, I don't know if they won't even be interested in John Harbaugh. But what about Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo definitely could. I would think, especially with them getting a new stadium and having the Josh Allen thing. Like, that's the thing. The true thing is with the Dolphins, right, and the quarterback situation is you are going to have to do something creative or really desperate.
Right.
You know? And so I would feel like, and this goes back to the maturity thing, my thought is the thing what causes desperation is Stephen Ross's age. But if you want to do it right, then you let this guy go and be a part of the process to pick his guy. And obviously, Green Bay has a pretty good track record with quarterbacks. So even
had three quarterbacks in 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah. And even Malik Willis looked good for him, you know?
So if he wants $20 million, he wants his – $10 million for his staff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He wants all of that. Cool. I think many owners can give him that. But he wants to pick his own GM? Because a lot of those teams already have GMs. The only place that doesn't have a GM and a head coach as of right now would be
Atlanta.
And that's the promising. That's where you know Arthur Blank's going to throw you money. You got that Home Depot money.
Arthur Blank is another guy that throws money out there.
He's got Home Depot money.
Look no further than he paid Kirk Cousins to sit on the bench.
And they just restructured his deal to free up some money for whatever GM they bring in.
Yeah, I don't know about can he really pick his own GM if the teams without a coach already have a GM. Like, you can't go to Giants right now.
But is it safe to just eliminate those teams?
Well, I don't know if you can because, for example, the Giants, right? They still keeping Joe Shane.
For now.
For now.
Unless you really feel like, hey.
So Harbaugh can say, look, I'll come to you, but you got to let your general manager go?
Yeah.
Okay.
He could. It's not a great look, but I definitely think he could do that. Being like, hey, we want cohesiveness. Like that's honestly, that's what they did in New York because they brought both those guys from the Bills. They brought right. him and Daboll. So that was what they tried doing. Like, hey, Joe Shane will know the deal. Right. And also you let Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles, dude. Like, you don't have a bunch.
That's automatically three strikes, right?
You're like, he's
got batter interference.
Yeah, something. You're gonna know one day when he gets the call, he goes, is this about the Saquon thing? He goes, yup. Fair enough. We'll take a break.
Whoa. What's somebody up? Say Pittsburgh and the New York Giants are the most stable ownership.
Well, the Maras and the Rooneys have owned these organizations like forever.
Right, but I mean
and they got
you right. can go
they got know, 10 titles.
I would say go check teams. The Hunts. Go with Pittsburgh. I don't know. New York has had a little chaos around it.
Not really. Well, since they just haven't won.
Post Eli, it's been a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, during Eli was a disaster. They right. they haven't won, but you know the Maras and you know the Rooneys. So
right,
take a break. We'll get to the mixed bag coming up.
So here's the thing with homemade meals: eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals. With a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Next. Oh, hello! Hello, Jennifer!
Jesus.
Oh my God, hey!
What was that?
Hey, how you doing?
Is that Leroy?
I'm very little sleep.
No, he has a tendency to get a little carried away with the hello Jennifer's every
now. Oh, I'm not day. Talking about the hello. I was talking about the before.
Oh, was he hitting was he sparring his mic again?
Yeah.
I didn't touch nothing.
Somebody was beating up something.
No, honestly, like you have been very intense with your microphone today.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know what's going on, but it's okay. I forgive you today.
Like, I haven't touched nothing. I just put my headphones on. Well, that's it.
Take it easy, man. You guys ready for the mixed bag?
Yeah.
Right.
You guys familiar?
You know we haven't talked about your boy. We going to talk about that?
Ooh, I don't know who you're deferring to.
Which boy? He has many boys.
Oh. Who, Trae Young? Well, he didn't end up going for anything. He went for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. They didn't even get a pick for him for taking him on.
Yeah, you wanted to give up a pick. That's
no,
why
that's
not
what I. No. What I said was I wanted to get you a pick. I didn't give up a pick for Trae Young. You high as a kite, Yogi. Anyway, by the way, did you see Pelle Larsen still got hit in the face yesterday? They didn't play.
How?
What? How?
They were just shooting basketballs all over the place. One bounced off the rim, hit him right in the face.
Oh,
he can't escape it.
He really does have a hittable face.
He got hit right in the face. And then,
unintentional.
And then Tyler Hero lost a showdown to Benny the Bull.
Oh, you see that over the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benny the Bull challenged him to a shot, and he's like, check this out. Hit a bomb.
First try.
A no-look half-court shot, and Tyler Hero's like, well, I guess you win.
But you know it was the love and basketball moment.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something about Bam Adebayo and Asia Wilson. Two scoops of adorable.
They are.
They
had plenty of content of them, too, yesterday.
You had nothing else.
Literally nothing else to worry about.
Somebody just said, if Trae got traded for nothing, just imagine what we won't get for Tyler.
Yeah, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Anyway, we'll get back into that. But Jeff Darlington, ESPN's Jeff Darlington. He was texting with Mike McDaniel after the news. This is what he said Mike was feeling about the decision for the Dolphins to let him go.
Well, I was texting with Mike McDaniel a little bit ago, and I can tell you that he definitely came out of this shocked and I would say saddened, but quickly kind of turned the page to where He's pretty fired up about whatever's coming next. Said that he feels like he got a shot of steroids to his football mind. Very Mike McDaniel thing to say. In the sense that he just feels ready. He said it's on. And I think that the question then becomes, are we looking at potential head coaching vacancies? Cleveland Browns reportedly interested in potential bringing him in. But then obviously there's going to be a lot of teams that are looking at him as a potential offensive coordinator.
That's a whole lot of saying nothing.
Minus one.
Yeah.
For rambling.
Pretty
for
much.
For propaganda. For butchering English. For making it weird. For deception. For lying. For show poniness. Minus one. Bum.
Wow.
This guy's a bum!
Not Jeff Darlington. All of that was for Mike McDaniel.
Oh, I was about to say. That was all for Mike McDaniel. Dude.
It was all for Mike McDaniel. Just so
wow. Man, you did empty the clip,
kicked him while he was down.
Sorry.
For 2 seconds, but you got that steroid.
Steroids for my football mind. All right, dude.
Very.
I would say, I hope some of those steroids helps him get through the second half.
I hope some of that steroids.
Because I've been complaining about that for about 2 or 3 years, that second half adjustments have been hot garbage.
I hope the steroids put some mass on him for that cold in Cleveland.
Oh man,
he's gonna be been just in Myles Garrett's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I can't wait to see the picture of Myles Garrett being coached by Mike McDaniel.
He don't get coached by Mike McDaniel.
He gonna look at him like,
or if he's the head coach, yeah,
he gonna look at him like Mike McDaniel's gonna be looking up to the sky like a giant. He's a giant. So yeah.
Leroy is saying that because Mike McDaniel will be a Browns new head coach. I don't know, man. Giant. Like, the Browns is a – I don't know. Between the Browns and the Dolphins, without a quarterback, is the only coach you're really going to be able to hire a new one?
Here's the thing that I think actually kind of makes sense with the Browns, because I don't necessarily see Shador as, like, fitting with Mike McDaniel's style.
Dylan Gabriel does.
Dylan Gabriel does, and also, is he like the last ditch effort to rehab Deshaun Watson? You know, like, is that a possibility? Like,
man,
He's so depressed.
Here's what I would say:
tell Jay Crawford I say good luck.
If and I'll make this any fan base. If you hate your fans, you can show all that hate by just rolling out Deshaun Watson, right? Even though, like, you want to get something out of him, you want to say, you want to say, see, I told you he could play. But you want to see if there's something there.
Well, that's the only thing is, like, I look at a guy like Mike, and the thing he's going to be known for is that Tua was damaged goods and he got something out of them. So can
now
he...
I will say this, the difference between what Deshaun Watson does and what Tua does. Tua has always been known for timely, accurate passes.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson is closer to a, I want to say, he was almost closer to Josh Allen in that he was big and strong and could buy time and then make plays down the field.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much of that, you know, Mike McDaniel's going to be able to help with.
Man. Mario Cristobal called into Joe Rose this morning. He put some love on Malachi Toney after his performance yesterday. Here's what Mario had to say on Joe Rose's show.
He's different. I mean, because when you – I've seen freshmen make plays. I haven't seen freshmen, many at least, do have the combination of making – having the ability to make plays, spectacular plays, but also having the grit and the toughness to get in there and throw their body around and block for their teammates. And that's a special combination. You see him. I mean, he gets bounced around, gets, you know, yanked and thrown down all over the place and goes right back in there and keeps going. So, absolute stud.
Do you feel like, Leroy, like, is he going to work in the NFL? Because he's just, like, he is a dog. Like the explosiveness, is because he's not very big. I marvel at him.
Don't confuse toughness with size. Because who is it? Steve was at Carolina.
Steve Smith.
For a long time. Steve Smith. Steve not Smith. A big dude, but you go mess with him.
A-Chan,
not a big dude, runs physical. So I think it's more of the mentality in which you play rather than your size.
I mean, he's...
And so from... No, Pat White would be on the other side.
He is...
T.Y. Hilton. Like, they're smaller guys. And now if you look at wide receivers, now they're overall... They're all kind of... They're smaller. You have your couple of guys, but for the most part, we got into the, you know, Tyreek Hill phase of football where everybody wanted the little small, fast guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 18. Who knows what is even what he hasn't even started to get man muscles yet.
He going to get man muscles, but he's still going to be 5'8". Well, you know,
that, he jumps very high for 5'8".
Yeah. That, you know what? Again, you're going to have a hard time putting that film in front of me and me caring about what his size is, especially when you look at somebody like Smith for
the Eagles.
For the Eagles, who is tiny.
Oh, he was Slim Reaper.
Right.
Oh, man. Stephen A. Smith, he was on First Take, ripping the holy hell out of Tua for being a coach killer.
Let's get back to Mr. Tua Tagovailoa for a second. Nice kid. Met him when he was at Alabama.
Oh boy,
in the national championship for them. Big time thrower of the football at the time. We get all of that, right? I'm wondering, what do you want next to a diaper and a bib? You complained about Brian Flores once he was gone. Now you're sitting up there talking about how, well, you know what? It's a fresh change. Who are you to say that? What have you done where you get, you got paid. Everybody's looking at you as overpaid. You complained about Brian Flores after he was gone. And I mean, the brother was down. You understand what I'm saying? Suing the NFL, going through all of this stuff. And that's when you wanted to pile on and talk about how he treated. And mind you, he didn't talk about him as a coach. He didn't talk about how he was with the team. He talked about himself. Oh, he treated me this way. That's where the pacifier and the bib comes in. You know what I'm saying? He hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying? He held you accountable. He was on you. That's what you talking about, and then you go on the field, and why did you say that about Brian Flores? Because you're implying that's not Mike McDaniel, but Mike McDaniel on the hot seat, and look at who opened their mouth and said change is good. Then it was Tua. You looking to get somebody else done? You looking to mess with somebody else's coaching career? Why don't you leave the football field since a wolf can concuss you and come be a pundit then?
I mean, he wasn't.
Look, he wasn't saying.
He wasn't talking about that.
Fresh,
though.
He was talking about a fresh start for himself.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about a fresh start with the coach, dude.
But that's see.
That's what happens when he has too many jobs, Stephen A. Smith.
No, but you know what? I'm gonna say this, like, the reality of the NFL and football is already out there, right? You don't have to add special seasonings to it. It's already cooking. And for him to say that was about Mike McDaniel and not about himself, when everybody who heard him say it,
it's pretty obvious.
Was pretty obvious he was speaking about himself. He didn't even say anything about Mike McDaniel. To now put him in the boat of, oh, he's getting coaches run up out of there. Like, all right, man. Like, listen, he sucked this year. Okay? That's what he put on film.
Yep.
He's got to own that. And when he was talking about the fresh start, he wasn't talking about the coach or anything like that. When he was talking about his previous coach, it really was only from the standpoint of how Mike McDaniel treated him versus what Flores did. It wasn't a matter of just...
Yeah, listen, he definitely took shots at Flores when he left. He did. And he said that he said he wasn't a good person. He said that on the Levitard show, that he wasn't a good person, which was probably running up the score on him. Like, he obviously didn't like Brian Flores. Brian Flores didn't seem to like him or didn't treat him well. But Stephen A., like, that's not what he was talking about, dude. He wasn't talking about a fresh start with the coach. He was talking about a fresh start for himself. Like...
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he doesn't feel that way, but that's not what his quote was.
But the problem is there's so many people that don't hear those comments from how we heard them.
We didn't even hear.
Understand the situation. And so now.
Yeah, he said a fresh start would be dope. That's what he said.
And so I think guys like that, like Stephen A., shouldn't they be a little more responsible?
No.
So he's not. That the wrong message doesn't get out there? Or is it all about?
What are you talking about? It's all about the ratings, because look what he did with the Jets. He said right. that Dante Moore shouldn't come out if he, you know, gets drafted by the Jets. And then Garrett Wilson called him, damn, I, you know, you have to be a sellout and a goof to be on First Take. And then what happened next day? Oh, I wasn't talking about you, Garrett. I was just trying to get you help. And I'm like, well, if you're trying to get him help.
Right.
Is Garrett Wilson
exactly.
not?
Exactly. But that's Wilson's... my point.
So that's what I'm saying. It was all what? About that. But here's the thing with Stephen A. He'll say it, but there's certain guys he knows he'll act, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care. And then there's certain guys he knows he can't do it too. So then he'll try to do the, I wasn't talking right. about you. I was just talking about your organization and everything. I'm like, come on now, bro. And that's my right. guy, but you know. Yeah, man. That was a lame. That was lame.
Really?
What?
Shams Charania.
Uh-oh.
Justin.
Who got traded?
For the first time, the Memphis Grizzlies are entertaining offers on potentially moving two-time All-Star Ja Morant.
No. No.
Here we go again.
No. Look, everybody.
You saw how he interrupted the whole conversation
yes!
to be like,
ha! Yes! No, no, we're Who's not doing arrested? This. We are not doing this. We're not doing
Please,
this.
Please, not on
we
a Friday.
We are
too.
Not doing this.
He says,
no.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Just let me finish. The news.
Is it? Oh.
Multiple teams are pursuing Morant in trade talks, and rival executives believe the Grizzlies would prioritize draft picks and young players in return for Morant. Well, good luck, dude. You'll get what you get, and you don't get upset, okay?
Who are you talking to?
The Grizzlies.
Wait, what? You talking like you have a say in the matter.
Memphis is considering multiple paths forward amid emergence of several promising young players, including building around 2023 Defensive Player of the Year Jaren Jackson Jr. The Grizzlies remain open to continue on with Morant as the focal point of their retool. Well, it doesn't sound like you do, dude, does it? Arguably, Phil, probably their biggest.
It's not name. Interesting.
What?
It's not interesting.
What do you mean it's not interesting?
It's not.
It's a little it's interesting. Not. It's a little
because,
interesting.
Let me explain something to you. It's a little interesting. It's about as interesting when I said, hey, what about John Eric? Oh, we're talking about the Kings right now. We ain't talking about that. We ain't got time for that.
I'm sorry, it was just happening. We were in the mixed bag. It's a mixed segment.
And it's done now. So
it's done.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll never have to talk about this.
You keep fawning okay. over John
Next
Morant.
Next segment.
He fawns over this man like there's no tomorrow.
Dude.
He's not even looking at you straight. Stop looking outside
he's
the
looking
window.
Him, no, he's looking at
He's looking at the Heat.
Yes, he's looking at Kaseya Center.
Tobin.
What? He wants him to do it. Now that Trae Young got traded, Leroy.
Can I ask?
He wants this move so bad.
Why do you think that guys who have issues off the court and that their last team wants to get rid of them. Why do you think it's going to get better when they get here?
I didn't
here?
Even say that I wanted them. I just said it's interesting.
Are you serious?
Go to break.
Minus one for lying on the way out.
Minus one for lying for Sass.